Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I will talk about an upcoming executive condominium in District 24. This is a place I'm all too familiar with. This EC is known as Novo Place, developed by Ho Hub Realty and Sunway Development. As usual, we will discuss the site details followed by the SWOT analysis. Here, let's go. Novo Place is located in District 24 in Tengah New Town. It's located along Plantation Close off Bukit Batok Road. Surrounding it are thousands of HDB BTO flats currently under construction. To the north is Choa Chu Kang Town, to the east is Bukit Batok, and towards the south is Jurong East. This place is formerly a heavy vehicle parking area. It has since been crafted out into two plots of land for EC. The other plot of land further south is also zoned for EC and has been sold to the same developers. In this HProp article, it mentioned that Plantation Close EC site at Tengah was awarded to Hoi Hub Realty and Sunway Developments at a record 703 PSF PPR. This land was awarded by HDB on September 2023. This is the second EC plot that was launched within the Tengah housing estate. The tender saw interest from 9 tenderers submitting bids. Ultimately, it was sold at 348.5 million. Here, 9 bidders only indicate one thing. Property developers know that there will be strong demand for ECs. Let's study the land cost. Based on the land rate, the break-even cost is 1292 PSF PPR, based on HProp data. Let's factor in a 20% profit margin. The expected selling price will likely be 1550 to 1650 per square feet thereabout. Is that doable? Well, let's take a look at another EC that is mostly sold. Lumina Grand is another EC that is located nearby. Is currently trending around 1,500 per square feet. This means this is a realistic pricing for a brand new EC in this area. Anyway, I don't know the price yet. Actual price will only be released prior to booking date. This 99-year leasehold condo comprises 7 blocks of 18-story high with a total of 504 units. It is sitting on 6,000 square meters of land with a 2.8 plot ratio. The blocks are surrounded by swimming pools in between them. Facilities are spread around the development. Vehicular access is through Plantation Close only. There is a mixture of 3 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms plus study, 4 bedrooms and 4 bedroom plus study. There are plenty of choices to choose from based on your preference and budget. These are some of the typical floor plans. A typical 3 bedroom measure 81 square meter. The bedroom are tucked to the side with an enclosed kitchen near to the entrance. It also come with a household shelter and a service yard. The 3 bedroom plus study come with 3 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms. It comes with a bigger kitchen and a small study area. As for the 4-bedroom premium, it measures 94 square meter. It is almost identical to the 3-bedroom, except it comes with a bedroom at the back. This layout will be ideal for those who prefer to have more space. As for the biggest 4-bedroom plus study, it measures 108 square meter. There are 4 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms, plus a study area. Size-wise, it's almost similar, except there is a walk-in wardrobe. In terms of location, it's about 4 minutes walk to the upcoming Tengah Park MRT station. It's also near to amenities in Tengah New Town, to the popular Yuhua Village Market, Jurong Innovation District, International Business Park, to the upcoming Jurong Lake District are not too far away. In terms of shopping, there is Westgate, JEM, West Mall to Jurong Point Shopping Centre. If you need to exercise, you can easily cycle to Jurong Lake and admire the beautiful night scene of the Chinese Garden and Japanese Garden. Personally, I think NParks has done a good job in creating more greenery and open space for Singaporeans. For our senior, maybe it's time to get out and enjoy some fresh air. Here, I've seen the show flat. I personally quite like the 3-bedroom plus study layout. Hoi Hub and Sunway are an old hand in this game. They really know how to design them. They have cleverly placed the study inside the master bedroom. This means the master is more spacious. I have no complaints, even though the floor area is only 88 square meters. Still, a decent space to me. Obviously, the most important strength lies in the price. Assuming the expected selling price range from 1550 to 1650 per square feet. This is still way lower than most new launches in the Jurong area. They are currently commanding 2200 per square feet on average. This means there is a price gap of 600 per square feet between them. This disparity only means one thing. EC Shehua. Let's go back to the developers. HOHUB is no stranger to developing EC. They have developed many EC under their portfolio, from Hunger Pumps Residence, River Cove Residence, Siesta to Lake Vista at Yenching. So far, they have a total asset of more than $2 billion with more than 40 years of experience in the industry. They have developed more than 8,000 homes. Pretty impressive for the local property developer. As for the other joint venture partner, Sunway Development. Sunway Group is a Malaysia-based conglomerate and also a listed company that spans real estate, education, leisure, construction to shopping malls. Seriously, the only complaint I have for this project is regarding the size of the kitchen. Sorry folks, I cook at home. My kitchen countertop must be at least 2 meters long for me to put all my kitchen appliances. Like that, I don't think I can really cook. The second pain point I have is the positioning of the washing machine for the smallest 3 bedroom. How can the washing machine be placed next to the entrance? Well, come in from the main door and straight away flush out the drain. Why like that? This is not ideal from a feng shui angle. Might as well put it in the balcony area, correct? As for the rest of the layout, I think they are still alright. Another complaint I have is the road noise. Please note that Bukit Batok is a major road with heavy traffic between Choa Chu Kang and Jurong during peak hour. The road noise can be pretty deafening for those who stay near the road. Not forgetting, the viaduct of the MRT station will be towering easily 4 to 5 story high. These are some of the minus points buyer need to be aware of. Let's zoom into the opportunity. Can make money or not? Needless to say, EC has a high chance of staying profitable. I think I mentioned many times in my videos before. EC is a subsidized housing for the middle class. That is why there is an income ceiling for it. It's open only to Singapore families. This is another privilege being a Singaporean. If you look closer at the location map, Novo Place is within walking distance to Tengah Park MRT station. What does this thing tell you? This means the MRT effect will push up prices when it opens. Who knows, it can even connect you to the West Coast Extension Line in the future. Here, let's take a look at Brownstone EC near Canberra MRT station. Back then, when Brownstone was launched, the MRT is not in operation yet. This is Brownstone profitable transactions. All 220 Watt. Profit is about $500,000 for most with an annualized return of 6-9%. This kind of return is exceptionally attractive to me. I know at this point, some will surely say, Alan, back in 2015 when they bought only 800 plus plus per square feet, confirm make money. I totally agree. That is why for property, always buy with a long-term horizon and let time be your best friend. Buy to wait and don't wait to buy. I see many sitting by the sideline hoping for prices to crash. Unfortunately, they are still waiting and waiting. Today, they are technically priced out of the private market. And for some, the runway has almost ended. For the rest of us, let us continue to make our pot of gold and move on to the next party. As usual, I think you all here understand. Is the property market at its peak? Can the market support such a price level? Will the war impact the property market? Will HDB BTO flats affect the demand for EC going forward? Will North Korea and South Korea go to war? Will China invade Taiwan? And many others. Of course, there will be threats at any point of time. But I think the opportunity cost has outweighed the threat in this aspect. By the way, if you keep hovering over those threats, I think you don't need to buy property already. Can buy or buy? If you're eligible to buy an EC today and have the funds to support it, I will say please go for it. Why? EC is like a BTO flat. If your income exceeds 16,000, then it's game over. If your income is below it, please go for it. Today, EC is selling at a higher price as compared to those a decade ago. Let's be frank, I can only say don't expect to make as much profit as those before you. Profit aside, buy a home that fulfills your family needs. I think that is more important. Making money from property should always be considered as a bonus and not given. In this way, I think you will feel happier buying a property and have less stress over it. If you think I make sense here and would love to explore more, kindly contact me. My company is the official marketing agency. Preview will commence very soon. That's all. Thank you for watching and see you soon on Booking Day.